The Guardian.
Donkey Punch is a British thriller that I would say is very full on. It kind of breaks boundaries in a sense of what I think is expected of British films. It is based around a sexual act that goes terribly, terribly wrong, and the consequences of that just continue throughout the whole film.
What's a donkey punch?
Oh gosh, I knew you'd ask. A donkey punch is if a boy and girl are having sex and the boy was behind the girl, he'd punch a girl in the back of the neck because it's meant to be more exhilarating. But in actual fact and in real life, if you had the sense and knowledge, general knowledge, you'd know that that would kill somebody, which it does in donkey punch.
There's been a bit of an uproar about the content of the film.
Yeah, it has. But I think, I mean, to be completely honest, I think that that's the thing of things do go on like this. Maybe not as extreme as everything is in the film, but Donkey Punch didn't just come from one person's crazy idea of let's decide to write a film called Donkey Punch. The writer, David Bloom, was actually at a stag do in America, in New York, exactly, and this is how it started. And he was sat around a table with all these guys on this stag do, and one of the guys said, they were saying, what's the most sexual thing you've ever done, and they were sort of going through all these terms, and one of the guys said, I've done a donkey punch, and everyone was kind of like, what, a donkey punch, not heard of that one, what is that? And one of the other guys was kind of like egging him on, I've done it as well, and that's where two of the main characters in the film came from, Bluey and Josh, from this idea. And that kind of gave David Bloom, the writer, it gave him, wow, what if people really think this is true? And he came home and he looked it on the internet, and there was pages and pages and pages, if anybody was to go and they'd see it, of people saying they've done donkey punches, people saying myths about it, that they know people that have done it. You go on YouTube, they've got videos, and to put it this way, I think they're over 18, so you can't even get on and access it. So I don't know if it's showing sexual things, I'm not sure, I've seen them, but I've not clicked onto them. But there's like pages of people saying that they've done it.
Two recent films that you've done, where there's quite a lot of nudity, there's quite a lot of sex.
Yeah.
As an actress who's starting out, really, is there a lot of pressure to take on those sorts of parts?
If I'm being completely honest right now, I think that most scripts you get nowadays will have things where there are sex scenes. I don't know for what reason that is. I know that I've not specifically not gone for things because they have been like that. And I think you have to get to, for example, I think I have to be careful now with some of the choices that I make. Obviously, I need to work, I need to continue to grow and learn about what I'm doing, because no way do I know everything. But then at the same time, it's kind of a lot of things have sex scenes, a lot of it have this. And sometimes I honestly think it's just for the sake of putting it in. I don't think it's always necessary, and that's things that I don't want to do. If it's not for the sake of it, I won't do it. In Starstruck, I wasn't at all naked. There was kissing and things like that, but it's not full on in the sense of what some films are like. But I think it's probably difficult for people who are starting, say people have just left university and they really want to break out. I think that everybody should kind of be careful with what they're doing.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.